your host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Welcome, everybody, to the Resilient Minds Podcast. I'm super excited and extremely blessed to have an amazing guest today, Mr. Jay Kaplan. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, Eric? I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. So a little bit about, you know, Jake and the amazing things that he's doing around the planet right now. You know, Jake was once a nurse, and he became tired of treating patients for avoidable life-threatening illnesses, only to have them return a few months later with the same problem. You know, he really learned that if there's a strategy, you know, that really at the end of the day, it talks about 20% of what's needed to make changes and stay healthy, when in actuality, it actually is 80% of your success is dependent on having this amazing right mindset. And I totally agree with you, bro. Now, as a health and success coach, Jake focuses his message for tremendous busy entrepreneurs, you know, from zero to, you know, multimillionaires, teaching them how to build the best habits so they can obtain their dream body while also building their dream life. Fundamentally, Jake teaches three components to successful people and how they need to know to increase their vitality, build their confidence, and raise them to peak performance standards. Today, whether Jake is working with the small business owner or the Fortune 500 CEO or speakers from Tony Robbins, our mentor, his goal is to show entrepreneurs how they can obtain and sustain these goals, even with the busy and on-the-go lifestyle. Bro, blessing. I'm so excited. Let's rock this. Let's change some lives, bro.
Let's go. Well, that was a very kind intro of you, Eric. And yeah, you know, this is all about being able to make every single person right now listening leave this podcast and know that they can increase that vitality, have unshakable confidence, and be able to have that peak performance. So that's what I'm here for today.
I love it, bro. And you know, your reputation precedes you, bro. You're always serving at the highest level, and it's beautiful to be able to, you know, share the mic together and continue to share how our why, you know, contributes to this world. So fundamentally, bro, you know, the Resilient Minds Podcast, it really is around, and I always share this, it's around our X factors. It's how do we evolve these, you know, X factors, which I like to call our experiences, and they contribute to our big why, our big purpose. So I would love for you to share some of your experiences that have given you, and maybe some defining moments that have given you that big why, and what continues to drive it.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it goes back to even when I first found my calling of confidence and health. You know, people look at me right now, Eric, and you know, I'm very honored to say this, but they think that I was always fit and I always had this body and this vitality. I'll break that myth right away. I have to earn this body every day. And, you know, genetically and the way I grew up wasn't this case. I have to work for it. And as actually, when I was growing up, I grew up in Maui, Hawaii. So if anyone's listening right now from Hawaii, you could probably know what it's like to be a tall white kid growing up in school there. And I was picked on a lot and I wasn't fit. I was pretty chunky, to be honest. I was overweight. I played sports, but I couldn't lose the weight. And it was in seventh grade when I was going to eighth grade, where I was 5'8", 180 pounds, playing sports, but I was still like going home and eating cookie dough and all these things that I didn't realize why I was still having this weight on. And I had this breakthrough. You know, Tony, like you said, our mentor, he talks about these breakthrough moments. And of course, I don't know what that is in seventh grade, but I look back and understand it. And I was like, I'm not going to eighth grade not having some sort of abs, not feeling confident. I want to finally lose the weight. I want to finally feel so like happy. And so what did I do is I went onto YouTube back when it just started, and I searched up home workouts to do with bands. I was doing, I was going to GNC and buying these supplements that probably are not even legal because it was so unregulated back then. And I lost and I was eating, and the biggest thing too is I was eating edamame out of my ears, man. I was edamame like 5 times a day, soybeans, you know, and I lost 40 pounds. And in that moment, I found that I can find my confidence and health, but not just for myself internally, but I was starting to help other people because they were asking me what I did. And they're like, how'd you do that? Oh my gosh, I can't even recognize you. And so I even started to find that greater contribution of, I like helping other people. And that's where it just all started. And that's where then I went into nursing, right? And we all have our own journeys. We all have our own experiences. And if we feel like we're in a situation right now where we feel like it's not our main passion, there's a specific reason why you're in this moment right now. Maybe it isn't your passion job, or you're not in your financial situation you should, but there's a reason why you're in that moment. And you have to make the most of that, because life always truly happens for you and not to you, if you decide and put that mindset to it. And so I became a nurse, thinking that that was my calling, because I was told it's a financially secure job. And I love nurses, by the way. This is nothing against them. I'm one myself. And I was told that it's financially secure and you're going to have great hours and you're going to be able to, you know, do these things that you love doing, which is helping people. And I was like, great, let's do it. I went through 4 years of schooling, and it was towards that last bit right before graduation where I started to get my soul torn apart, where I would see these people, because I had this health background. I was like, I love fitness and health and nutrition, but I see these people come in with these preventable diseases and illnesses that you talked about in the beginning. And I would save them, and they would say, Jake, they're like, you know, they look at my name tag and be like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, you know, their family's crying. They're all excited, whatever the case is, because they're living still. And he would say, or she would say, what do I have to do to never have this happen again? And I'd say, well, start taking these pills, start eating this food, start, you know, doing this exercise when it's ready, you know? And they would say, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yes, of course. Why not? And that's when I saw that same person in the hospital a couple months later. And that tore me down because it just didn't make sense. And so that's where I made that decision of what my why is to continually help people. The mission was always to serve and to help, but the vehicle has changed. And so instead of getting people out of the hospital, I started keeping them out. And that's where my journey started. And that's now where I'm here today, is my mission is always to serve, to help, and it's getting refined, and I'm not perfect. But I believe that every single moment we go through, if we show up at our absolute best, has a reason to it. And there's always a learning lesson and an experience that can make you become that person you're truly meant to be.
It's so true, my friend. And I think that, it, you know, you touched on something like, you know, life happens for us, not to us. And, you know, I've always loved that saying. And, you know, identifying with your, you know, how you want to start having people not even go into the hospital. What was it that, you know, was there a defining moment that was like, listen, no more, no, I don't want to keep people out of here. Or sorry, I don't want to get people out of here. I want to keep people out of here. What was there a moment that was like, listen, there's got to be a better way? And was there also fear in leaving that comfortable, great nine, you know, I know it's not 9 to 5 because it's nursing.
Oh, it's 16, you know, 16 hour shifts.
Yeah. That security, right? You know, that you had, you know, the paycheck coming in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You hit it on the head. It was the moment that happened, and maybe someone right now listening can really relate with this, is that you have so much drive for certainty that working for just to pay the bills and to obviously keep the family together. And there's that certainty you need to create, but there's so much pull and friction in your soul because you know it's just not bringing aliveness, and there's no passion, and you just feel like you're going through the motion. Like, I understand and I feel for you. So if you're in that moment right now, that's okay. However, there are steps you can start to create to start getting to that life of passion and abundance. And that's what I had to do. I graduated as a nurse, but I had to make a decision that I'm going to stop getting people to the hospital and start keeping them out. And I had to leave. I chose to leave that to chase something greater. And that's where I became a personal trainer. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start working with people that want to work with me. And what happened right away? Well, you could guess it, I'm sure, is that I got humiliated. They're like, you're leaving a nursing job to go be a trainer. Do you know that the the pay is like minimal? Do you know that there's no financial security? There's no health insurance. Like, you don't, is that even long-term? Like, and it was just, it was stacks and stacks and stacks of reasons. But I had an absolute certainty stronger than all those reasons on why I shouldn't do it, because I felt alive. And yes, I wasn't making as much money right away, but because my passion was so strong, I was getting clients, booking up my days more than ever. I was training 8 clients a day and doing 1-hour sessions eight times in a day is pretty intensive, because it's just locked in. And you know, one of your past guests on this podcast was Sarah Foley, you know, Miss Wheelchair Hawaii. She was my very first client that came in that had a spinal cord injury. And that was a beautiful blessing that came up because I stepped up on that. But what I'm trying to tell you right now, that's if you're listening and you're in that situation of that idea of there's the fear, you don't know if it's going to work. Of course, it's going to be like that way. You have to understand that already. It's not, you can't find a way to become successful without those hurdles. But what happened is then I started to find those ways of becoming more and expanding my reach and going to online training. And now I'm here living this life because I took that one step. So that's just a little bit of what I wanted to share on that.
I love it. And do you think that throughout that, was there a lot of, you know, these experiences that you had a lot of doubt? You mentioned fear, you know, but was there doubt? Was there this anxiousness? And what allowed you, because, you know, I always distinguish and I always share is like, what does that feel like? You know, what did that feel like, that feeling of uncertainty, and how did that make you feel? And what drove you to push past that? And you know, hence the resilience, of course. Mm-hmm. But specifically, what was that feeling that you had? And what if anybody's having that same feeling of, like, especially during these tumultuous times, what is it that can get them to recognize, I need to do something greater, I need to push, even if there's that uncertainty? And maybe you could give a couple, you know, tips or tricks of what you did for anybody that's listening that may be having these feelings in their mind.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story of when I first transitioned to becoming a personal trainer. Now it's everything's online and it's all over, you know, the world, which is amazing. But I had to start off with what I knew at that time. I didn't even know online training was a thing. That's another key tip, is you never know where you could even be 3 years from now. I had no idea. Like, I'm talking, if anyone that sees the video, like, I'm talking like in front of like a beach that I had no idea that I could live here. And so if there's a train passing by the way, don't mind the train. This is part of the process. So, but what I want to share is that there's a story where I was going to training my clients every day and absolute euphoric. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And I started to put it on social media and made a personal fitness page. And so it was all about that. And I remember the people that knew me from college or knew me from nursing, and they saw me going down this new route. This is shortly after I graduated as a nurse. I remember the day where I was driving home and I was actually sitting at the gas station waiting in line at Costco. And I was going through my Instagram, my messages, and I saw a couple people just be like, so are you not doing nursing anymore? Or wait, are you a trainer now? Like, is this serious? Like, are you just doing the short term? Like, when are you going to be a nurse? Like, they kept putting that in my mind with the idea that what I'm doing is not enough. And if I was not strong enough, which means that I didn't have a strong enough why. My why was, I want to create my own life. I want to be able to be what I'm meant to be. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I couldn't work for someone else. And if you do work for someone else, that's totally fine. But my why was so strong that all those fears that were getting stacked up, whether it's from my own fears, whether it's other people's fears getting projected on me, or whether it's just the external circumstances I couldn't control, I had to have that why that's so strong. So for someone listening right now, if you don't have a strong enough why, and I have to keep reinvesting myself every single day, even to this day, I have a vision board that shows me the whys of what I want, because even to this day, I want to become more. Because isn't that what life is all about? So you have to, if you're someone that's listening and doesn't have that strong why, you feel like you're getting succumbed to what people are saying to you, I really recommend you go down, put some spa music on, whatever the case is, get out of your typical environment where you feel stressed or there's kids running around or you know, go somewhere where it's just a little quiet and just pull out a pen and paper and write out everything you want in your life with no hesitations. And when you write out what you want, after that, you will write out, for just take 2 minutes, just nonstop, write out why you want that. What is it going to do for your life? What's the feelings? What's the experiences? What's the emotions? How is it going to create your relationships? And when you start to see that visually, instead of just think it's like some sort of abstract thought, you start to truly create a resilient mind that no matter what happens in your life, that will hold you strong. And I speak just not out of theory, but out of fact, because my life right now, and I'm just at the beginning of it, Eric. And I'm sure a lot of us listening right now, there might be some of us here that have been experienced so much and we're making millions or we have so much impact and influence, but we're always trying to look for that next level. So this relates with everyone. And that's why I'm speaking out of personal story and not just theory here.
I love it. And that is something that obviously, you know, can resonate with so many people, because at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, the belief. And I was sharing today with a client of mine, and I said to her, listen, everything that you look around us, everything, the chair that we sit on, the computer screen that we use, the telephone that we use, the couch, everything was a mere thought at one point. That is the power that we have as creators to create our lifestyle, to create our true purpose, and to create our, you know, our legacy. And I believe wholeheartedly that, you know, we all have some specific contribution to give to this world. And I find that as we evolve, it's like we're always thinking of these milestones, right? Of milestone to milestone. But I've recognized recently, and because I did the practice that you're sharing when I was in Greece, writing down my why, writing down what I wanted, visualizing. And it was in the moment to moment that I recognized that I'm in my greatest power of presence, you know, that I'm in my greatest power. So something that really found for me is that's where I get my best ideas. And that's where I think collectively we all get our best ideas. So I'd love to pass that and see with you, Jake, is like, what is it that you do, you know, along with journaling and writing down and getting clear? What do you do to create more ideas? Because we're obviously constantly in never-ending improvement. You know, I've heard it, you've heard it, we've all talked about it. What is it that you do to create more ideas or deliver more value and provide more value to your clients, to the community, to your audience? And how can somebody use this in their own world if they don't feel like they don't know what they're doing yet?
Yeah. I love what you said right there, is that you found your own power in the presence, you know, and that's the thing, is that anything is possible. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you at least have an idea of who Tony Robbins is, or maybe you're about to go learn about him. If not, every single person has unlimited power within them, like unlimited. Like you said, everything was created from a thought, right? This life I'm creating, that I'm living right now, and I'm planning to create, was a thought from going just through the motions, even though, you know, there was obviously my own personal experience going through the motions, becoming a nurse, to then having the choice, the finally that feeling of freedom, that choice where I just was like, I want to create this life that is for me, that is not just for me, but for more people, but it's chosen by me and people aren't dictating what I'm doing. And so what I want to give to everyone listening is, how can we start getting into that space more, is that you have to truly understand, just like how I had to as well, that the one thing you control, the one thing that is always in your presence and always in your control out of everything else, is your own body. And what is your own body? That is your own vessel. That is your own creation lab. That is your own ability to create absolute abundance or to live in fear for the rest of your life. And what dictates that? It's about your energy and your vitality. Truthfully, your health comes down to the energy that either creates an absolute abundant relationship because you're just always showing up at 100% for your significant other, or you're showing up at 60% and they're wondering why they don't feel this love from you anymore. Your intentions could have been true. but the way you show up is making them feel otherwise. Your health and your vitality is you showing up to your workplace, whether it's remote, at home, or a brick and mortar. And if you see your day, and you and I challenge everyone, because I want to make this really, really strong in the intentions here, Eric, is that everyone listening right now, I want you to think of your day as in a financial standpoint. Like in an average in a day, if you had to guess, right? I know we all have different ebbs and flows of our income, but if you had to guess, what is your day worth? Is it $100 a day? Is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Is it $100,000? It doesn't matter because it's just you. But you have to have that number. And when you start to see what your day is worth, let's just say your day is worth $1,000 a day. Yeah. And you show up absolutely certain and in the best possible health and energy and vitality, which means you're getting out of bed. You have no back pain as you get out. You get up, you do your morning routine. Your mind is set. You're going to work. You're making decisions that are for the best of the business. You're not having that midday crash because your energy and vitality is up. You're finishing all your projects because you do a productivity planner, and now you're getting your success needle, all these things that are lining up right. You're showing up 100%. That day, you just made $1,000. But what I've found, Eric, is too many people are getting too normalized with this idea that they could show up 80% of the day or 70% of the day. And they feel like because they're not sick, they're not in a hospital bed, they're not technically checked out of work, that they're still successful. But if you ask me, if I do my math right, 70% of $1,000 a day is $700. You're missing out on $300 a day. That's $2,100 a week. And now you might be like, Jake, okay, this is a little like out there. No, I don't see that being. Well, let me ask you this. You having decision fatigue because you're eating that junk food or that extra snack, or you're not hydrating yourself enough because you're not implementing these simple tips that I love to, maybe I'll give some examples of later. You're not hydrating your brain enough, so now it's not functioning right. You're having decision fatigue. So when that 5 p.m. area hits and you have that opportunity to make that extra call, you have that opportunity to finish that project, or you have that opportunity to get something done that will make you that extra $300 theoretically, you might actually start distracting yourself and look at your emails. You might check your phone more often. You might say, well, it's been a long, heavy day. We'll get to that tomorrow. That's the difference. That's the 2-millimeter rule. That's the success needle that either moves forward or stays the same. And this difference between either having a $700 a day or a $1,000 a day, or even if you're making more money and you're like, well, Jake, I'm already financially abundant. You know, things are pretty good. And then now you're realizing that you're missing out on $3,000 a day. Well, you know, that money is just money. I'm already making good. Well, that $3,000, if you had it, what could you do with it? You can maybe start taking that money and give it to charities. You could start to go have more impact. Maybe you're making over millions of dollars already. You're like, well, I'm great. Well, what if you're really truly called to be making tens of millions of dollars because you're so giving that you can give even more to this world? That is my questions I ask for you. And I hope it resonates. I know that someone right now listening is just really resonating with this because of that little change of how to look at their health.
I love it. And what if you're making, you know, these tens of millions of dollars and you're maybe showing up 100% in one area of your life, but only 50 or 60%, like you said earlier, in your relationship. So your these dynamics are not actually showing up. And you know, I have personal experience in the relationship where I wasn't showing up enough because I was so focused on the business, right? So this really resonates with me, you know, just this resonance of like, you know, that percentage of like 70-30, you know, if we're showing up in 70 in anything, it doesn't matter if it's your business, your relationship, your health, your fit, like you're leaving money or experience or love or on the table.
Absolutely. And you know, this is why a lot of people listen to you, Eric, and I'm sure why you're listening right now is because Eric's obviously a successful entrepreneur. He does this, but I was just talking about health and vitality, and he automatically in his head, because this is why he grows so quick, you're seeing this in other areas of your life, and that's why you create change quick. So take that little, like, you know, for us all here right now in this podcast, take that little example, what Eric just did, and that was totally candid, and start doing that with your own life, because I have to as well. I'm not no relation expert, but you know, I can tell you right now, if I'm only showing up at 70%, when I say I'm fully committed, but I'm really, you know, showing up. There's a really good quote I just heard the other day. It was, what you're doing is so loud that I can't hear what you're saying. What you're doing, who you are, what your actions are so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. There's a lot of people right now that are saying a lot of things, but what they're doing is the total opposite. And that is in every single situation, the finance, the business, the physical body. Yeah, I know I could be fit. I know I could go do my workout. Like, yes, yeah, no, I've done Billy Beck's program, and I've done, you know, the keto diet, and I've tried it, and I've just researched it. Well, have you actually done it? Have you actually implemented it? Have you actually been consistent with it? Because I could hear that. I hear that all the time, Eric, until we find those simple steps. And that's why I love speaking on the three keys to achieving entrepreneur vitality and keeping it simple. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, describe that process. Talk about the three keys. I really want to hear about it, you know, just so it like really anybody that's listening understand that process behind a little bit.
Okay. So if you're someone that literally was like, whoa, like Jake, okay, I see myself maybe not showing up 100%, and you're wanting to know how to fix it. Well, it's not some grandiose scheme. It's not some giant workout plan you have to do, being in the gym 2 hours a day, and you have to eat, you know, these small portion meals 6 times a day. Don't get overwhelmed. What I'm here to say is that it really comes down to these three keys. And the first one is all about increasing your vitality. And one of the quickest tips that I love that everyone, even Eric, I'm sure you do this already. I believe you already do, is that within the first 5 to 10 minutes of waking up, when you use the bathroom, brush your teeth, whatever it is, go down to your kitchen, and I want you to have some sort of fancy water bottle, some sort of fancy shaker cup, whatever it is you want to designate. It has to be at least 20 ounces, and you're going to drink 20 ounces of water within the first 5 minutes. You could drink more, but there's actual studies that show that it could boost your metabolism up to 16% by just drinking that water because of the effect of thermogenesis. So if I was to tell you, be like, hey, if you drank more water, you would burn more fat. If I just said it like that, you'd probably be like, okay, where's the water? How much do I drink? And that's the difference maker. Not only that, you're going to start to have your brain working better, because your brain is majority of water. Your gut is going to be running better. So you won't have that stubborn inflammation and maybe that lower belly fat or that spare tire that's been sticking on you for so long. You're going to start to flush that out, because that's just a lot of excess inflammation, by just drinking 20 ounces of water in the morning. It's the small atomic habits, as you would say, that lead to the bigger results. I'm not here to say, hey, drink 2 gallons of water a day, even though that's great. I want to keep it so small, because what's going to happen, and once again, like what Eric did earlier, is this little idea taken into other areas of your life. When you start drinking 20 ounces of water, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to start to realize you feel better. When you feel better, you're going to want to drink more water. When you drink more water, you're going to start to move more. When you move more, you're going to start to act better and be better and have more results by just starting with that. And that's just my first tip on increasing vitality, Eric.
Dude, you have tremendous value. And the values that continue to show up, you know, just on this conversation, how do you transition that into your work so much? Because, you know, values are so important, you know, tremendous integrity, you want to show up with success. How do they show up in your work in your daily rhythm, in your daily routine?
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to this, is like, I understand that I'm a health coach. I actually started off as the personal trainer, went to online, but then I started getting into being a success coach, you know, and working with people in their peak performance. And it's completely different from me saying, hey, eat this, work out that. It's more of like, hey, let me start to show up for you and see and be the Phil Jackson to the Michael Jordan, as I would say, is like, even the greatest people, even the people that are making millions. That's why Tony does what he does, is he's working with these top entrepreneurs making millions and millions, if not billions. And he's that person that could see those little differences and see where they are and where they want to be and how to fill that gap. So how do I implement this is, well, I have to show up at you. I have to show up and understand that every single connection, every single interaction, even if it's not a business interaction, it's just a complete going out and socializing or going to a business meeting. I have to show up. Because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who's going to come across your life. You never know who can be that one dictator or that one indicator that can completely transform your life and your experience, whether it is a significant other or a business partner or just a great friend in between. So if you have that vitality and you, and then, you know, I talk about building your confidence, and you start building that confidence, which means your posture is fixed and you start standing tall the way you should be, and start exemplifying who you are without people even hearing a word you say. That's where you start to see that every relationship holds a treasure within it. And if you believe that there's treasure within every single relationship, every single connection, you know that you're going to be able to find that because you're doing the things that are making you feel so good and so alive, and everything is an experience, and it's all, you're so grateful for it. And you know that it's worth it because, I mean, if you find happiness in just making a connection, then you're going to show up every single day with these little tips that are going to, I don't know what everyone's job is, but I do know that increasing your vitality and achieving entrepreneur vitality will definitely expand your opportunities.
Yeah, man. And it gives us, it really reminds me of that quote, business is a spiritual game. And if you increase your vitality, you really do transition that into your success in all other areas. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I believe people fail because they're so scared of failing. I believe people fail because they're so scared of the idea of failing that they actually are doing the one thing that they're intending not to do, which is fail. It's like almost like a paradox, or like it's just so wild to me. And I think of just the story of when I started as a trainer and left nursing, is that if I was so fearful of failing and leaving this certainty I had to go and chase this passion I had that I had no clue where it would lead. I tell people right now, I was like, if you asked me 3 years ago what I'd be doing, where I'm at, I would have no even idea of this is the life I live. And it's just the beginning. But I believe that people fail because, you know, if I was a nurse and I was so scared of failing, what would have ultimately happened would have been the ultimate failure, because I was constantly in that pull with my soul. And yes, if I was so fearful of failing that I wouldn't have gone this route, I would still be a nurse, which once again, I condone nurses. They are giving their health over anyone else's health and helping so many people transform. And oftentimes I see the most sick people is the nurses. And so if you're a nurse right now, I'm telling you right now that it is okay to take care of yourself too. It is okay to take that time and to just go and take a breath. I know that you have this obligation to serve and help so many people, and I acknowledge you. But your health comes so first, and I hope something in this podcast resonates with you. But if I was still as that nurse, that would be my ultimate failure, because failure, you know, is that idea of you're not aligned with who you're meant to be. It's that pull that we all have a soul. I believe we have all of a higher calling, a higher being, whatever you believe in, you know, is that you have a higher calling. And failure to me is that when you don't align with that calling, or you keep putting off the signs that were keep giving to you, that, you know, universe, God, whatever you believe in, was kept giving to you. My sign was that pull I felt that I had to understand that I could go the route that is scary, that's against the norm. But now here I am feeling so aligned. And it wasn't 3 years later. It was like a week or two later, but there was resistance, and there was gratitude and fulfillment. Then there was resistance and struggle. So it's not like it's like 3 years later, I'm finally happy. I'm happy the moment that I get aligned with my soul. And I know some of us can probably find that alignment leaving this podcast and starting to really write out their whys and their reasons for their ultimate fulfillment. And you'll start to feel that difference and not be afraid of failure.
Brother, you just gave me goosebumps. Like, I totally felt that, you know, coming from you. And that is really when you're out of alignment and there is resistance that you don't, I totally can feel those words and how it's so important to continue on that path, even if there's uncertainty and there's you know, this essence of struggle, quote unquote struggle, because that is the gift that we get to kind of create our resilience.
Absolutely. So, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, my brother. Thank you. Dude, you know, there's probably people out there that have opposite views from you. You know, we all have our different perceptions. We look at the world from a different lens, and that's totally fine. But my question to you is, how do you respond to that?
In the sense of just them having different views overall, or in a certain area in particular?
Overall.
Well, you know, the first thing is that, look, I'm not here to say that I'm the greatest saint and that I never sin or I never look at people in an indifferent way. But I am on a journey. I'm in my younger years, and what I've learned so quickly, because I've chosen to learn this, and I've chosen not just to learn but to apply, is how to look through people's perspectives and step in their shoes. How to actually do it and start to see why they see me as indifferent, why they don't believe that there is a higher calling in their life, why they feel like it's just about them, or why they feel like health isn't the priority. Because to my belief and standards, that's absolute truth, but to them, it might be different. And so I the last thing I could do, because I had to go through experiences, I would try to push on them and be like, no, you got to believe this. And this is why you're meant to be, and you got to start eating this or you're going to die. And what would happen is there would be a lot of pushing away. But if I start to understand them and why they think those ways, and at the end of the day, if they don't ever come towards the general conclusion of what is true for the both of us and for the best of the both of us, that happens. I've had many friendships, family members that just, there would never be that resolution you would look for. But what I found is when I get in their shoes and I start to realize that I can pull them to the ultimate being of them becoming better, that's the difference between influence and manipulation. There's a fine line between influencing people and manipulating them. And it's when you use these skills, use these ways, use this ability to step in their shoes and pull them towards the things that make them better for their best of them, that's influence. But if you do it for the best of yourself, or you're doing these skills to try and sell them something that's not going to serve them, or try to manipulate them to do things that are not for them, that's the difference. And that's where people are like, oh, how do I like talk to this person without coming off? It's doing it for the best of themselves, which ultimately will probably be the best for you and for them and for the overall greater good. Because people in the Resilient Minds podcast, for sure, are obviously looking to do more in this world. So that's how I handle people that are indifferent, is start to put myself in their perspective and find ways to pull them to what I believe is like the truth and health. And then from there, then we go from there.
I love it. Yeah, man, it's important. And I think that seeing, you know, lens, different lens is important before we ever, because we're all just naturally, I think there's this natural understanding of, when you're more conscious to our judgment, you just let yourself recognize, holy cow, that's just something that, you know, maybe is a reflection of me, or maybe it's just an experience that they're having, or how can I relate to this person's perspective? And I think the more that we become aware of that, it gives us an understanding of how we can actually communicate with the other person and see from their eyes. So I love that. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it. My brother, listen, you know, I really want to acknowledge the brilliance that you brought to the table today and all this amazing value that you contributed to, you know, the Resilient Minds community. But most importantly, I really want to, you know, identify if people want to learn more from you, if they want to connect with you, if they want to understand how they can, you know more about energy, vitality, you know, health and wellness and success, how can they reach out to you, my friend? Because I'd love for them to be able to, you know, get in contact with you.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate this opportunity. And if you were someone today that really got some success, some tips, whether it's big or small, maybe some breakthroughs, like I'm completely genuine when I say this, that I want to hear that. Like, my mission is still so early in these years of my life. However, I love hearing that stuff because it gives me the feel. So if that's something, or you have a question, The best way to reach out to me and share these stories or ask these questions is on Instagram, you know, at Jake Havron, my first and last name, H-A-V as in Vitality, R-O-N. If you don't have an Instagram, then LinkedIn would be a great option. I like to keep it real simple, either LinkedIn or Instagram. And just reach out, send me a message. Like literally tell me that you came from the Resilient Minds podcast and what stood out or what question you have. And I run my Instagram, so you'll be able to get connected with me. And I'd love to hear from you. And it'd mean the world. So, and then obviously I'm here to just help support you further. So that's the best way to reach out to me.
Love it, Jake. And do you have any free, anything that you want to share with anybody or anything that you want to, website or anything that you want to share that they can also reach out?
Put me on the spot here. I love it. So typically what I do when it's only very specific, now that you asked this, only specific people I work with or whatnot, just because my schedules are backed up so much, is that if you reach out to me and send me a message and you're open to this, I would love to give you a free 20-minute coaching call. And we would be able to, you know, set that up. And right away, I'll tell you, this is not a sales or a pitch call. If at any time that you're on this call with me, you know, and you feel like it is, you have all the rights to hang up. And I'll tell you, no one's hung up yet on that. So that's a sign for you. But I'd just love to give you more value in a direct level. Obviously, I don't know what you're going through until we talk. And it's going to be a way for me to give back and see how I could best support you moving forward. So if that's the case, then send me that message and just say that you want that 20-minute coaching call. And I'll be more than happy to set that up with you.
I love it, Jake. And I'll add everything in the show notes so, you know, anybody that's listening can just click and connect. So amazing. Brother, it's been a blessing. I have a last question for you. If you had 3 days left to live, what would you do?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Didn't know this one was coming. You know, I would go be with my significant other. Right away, and I say, you know what, it's the last 3 days, and we would have no remorse, no regret of, we're going to travel to Italy, you know, we're going to go and experience, I've never been to Italy yet, experience the beautiful cliff sides there, you know, I'd give my glory day and night to my Lord Jesus Christ. I really would. If I knew it was 3 days, I'd be praying. I'd be connecting. I'd just be experiencing. There wouldn't be any fears in the future or the past. I'm getting almost a little emotional that you asked this question.
Love it, bro.
And just know that this is my purpose. And whether it's 3 days or 3 years or 30 years, it's, you know, every day is a blessing.
Absolutely, bro. You're a blessing. We're a blessing. Life is a blessing. Thank you so much, Jake, for everything. Do you have any last comments or anything that you want to share?
That's about it, my friend. I just say that, you know, as you're listening here to the end, I really hope you apply these things today. And I know I just talked about the water, but apply that. Apply writing down your goals and whys. Actually do it, because that's the difference of what makes people okay and good to making people successful and life-changing. So where do you want to be? That's the difference.
I love it, bro. Thank you. And everybody that's listening, please go check out Jake. Send him a message and take him up on that amazing opportunity. You will be so excited about what you can create. Blessing, bro. I'm super excited, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now! As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Valens signing off. And remember this, your X Factor always determines your Y Factor.